But we get things underway this afternoon with another edition of Black Bear Classics. Black Bear Classics brought to you every week by our friends at ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Well, another chance to look at a great game from the last 25 years of University of Maine football. And joining me, as always, my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Hello there, Bob.
Hello, Rich. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thanks. And we're going into the pretty recent past this time around, although, boy, last season, the 2019 season, feels like about 5 years ago.
Yeah, it really does, Rich. But this is an exciting game, and I'm kind of, I think, like you, in a New York state of mind today. Maine versus Colgate. Maine ranked number 12 in the country, coming off two losses, a tough loss at Georgia Southern, 26-18, and then at home they lost 45-23 to Towson. So Maine was looking to bounce back, and Colgate was coming off three losses. They started the season with a loss to Villanova, then lost big to Air Force, and then the previous week to William & Mary.
And these were two teams that had come off their most successful seasons ever. The Black Bears, of course, going all the way to the Final Four of the prior season, and Colgate had made it all the way to the quarterfinals the previous year. So hopes were high for these teams as the 2019 season began. And as you mentioned, this one taking place in New York, and we were in that New York state of mind because we also witnessed one of the best individual performances we've ever seen for the Black Bears in that game. And the guy who did it and delivered that performance joins us this afternoon, former Black Bear wide receiver and return specialist, Ernest Edwards. Hello, Ernest.
How you doing, Bob and Rich?
We're doing great. I have a question. I bet you've asked this question, too. I'm looking around the NFL watching guys every week that can't catch passes and can't run.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a job yet? What's wrong with these guys?
I have no idea. I see the same thing you see. I keep asking myself the same question, but it's out of my control. Hopefully, I get a phone call soon.
Well, we sure hope so. And Bob, I know I speak for you, but we've been doing this a long time. I don't think there's anybody we've seen in a Black Bear uniform that brought as much excitement to the game as number 81 did.
No, Rich. He truly was one of the most versatile and explosive playmakers I've ever seen in the FCS over the past 23 years we've been broadcasting Maine games. A joy to watch. And in 4 years of watching Ernest play, I never saw anyone catch him from behind once he got into the open field.
No, there was no chance of that. Well, this was a game that started off fairly slow. Defenses controlling things in the early going. The Bears did take the early lead after a lengthy drive, 13 plays, 76 yards, and Joe Fitzpatrick got Maine on the scoreboard.
Fitzy up, over, in for six.
Well, Joe Fitzpatrick and this offensive line making it look easy on that drive. Great blocking at the point of attack, and Fitzy running hard and low. Nice job by the Black Bears establishing a physical presence early.
That put Maine on top 7-0, and Ernest, Joe didn't have, well, he didn't have your speed, but man, oh man, was he tough. And then he also had that tendency when he got going to try and just jump over defensive players.
Exactly. No, Joe was definitely a different kind of player. He was definitely a main, we like to say, main tough type of player. He's not going to outrun you, but he's definitely going to try to either jump over you, like you said, or he's going to put his shoulder down and try to run straight through you. And that's what we needed. Just get as many yards as we can. That's what Joe provided. And luckily in Colgate, man, I was glad he was able to get in the end zone.
Well, that put Maine on top 7-0. That's the way it stood at the end of the first quarter. Early in quarter number two, a six-play, 70-yard drive for the Black Bears, and they would add to their lead.
Devin Young in motion. Handoff, Reed to the corner, untouched for a Maine touchdown. Emmanuel Reed with his third rushing touchdown of the year.
Well, great blocking by Maine's offensive line, and they got a good push from the tight end, because they forced everything inside, and Reed went untouched into the end zone. And the Bears right now firing on all cylinders. Great defense. That was a good offensive drive. And they're getting it done out here, playing with passion, having some fun.
That put the Bears on top 14-0. And, Bob, things were looking pretty good for Maine there heading toward intermission.
Yeah, they really were, Rich. You know, Maine wanted to establish a ground game in this game. In the previous two games, they only had a total of 120 rushing yards on 40 carries. But in this game, they came out with an intention to establish that physical presence. And I thought the offensive line played really well. And Fitzy, as we just mentioned, he had a great game. He broke tackles. He taxied defenders. He ran with tremendous effort and determination. And frankly, nobody wanted to try to tackle him.
Well, Colgate would get back within a score on a touchdown pass from Jake Froschauer to Nick Diaco, making it 14-7 with just over a minute to play in the first half. But then quick strike capability from the Black Bears, 2 plays, 7 points.
Ferguson wants to throw. Pressure's coming. Deep downfield, has a man. Touchdown, Electric Ernie! New York State of Mind, Ernest Edwards with a 40-yard touchdown for Maine.
Just a great throw by Chris Ferguson and a nice job by Ernest Edwards. He was the wide receiver on the left side. It was a go route. He got a step on the defensive back, and Ferguson threading the needle perfectly for a big bounce-back touchdown by the Bears.
That made it 21-7 Maine. Ernie, what was it about that chemistry you and Ferg had?
Yeah. I mean, we've been building this since freshman year, as soon as we came in. Even before camp started, we was out on the field, running routes, throwing to each other. So we knew years to come we could be something special, and that's what we had planned. And then sadly, last year he got hurt in the middle of the season. But yeah, man, like I said, we just worked extremely hard in practice, and Coach Nick always had a plan for us to get us involved, and he knew what he was doing, so shout out to him too.
So the Black Bears had a 21-7 lead at halftime. Maine would get the ball first in the second half, and, well, things happened pretty quickly there.
Colgate kicking it right to left. Ernest Edwards fields at the goal line, up the left side, 10, 15. Ernie, 20, 25, cuts back outside, 30, 40. Edwards in a foot race. One man left to beat. He's at the 30, the 20, goes left, 10, 5, touchdown, 100-yard kickoff return to begin the second half for the incredibly electric Ernie.
Well, the fifth kickoff return for a touchdown in his career, and he disappeared quicker than snow in a frying pan as he went up the left side, redirected left to right, and off to the races for a touchdown. Wow, what a way to start the second half.
And that was a school record 100-yard kickoff return. Ernest, obviously the great speed, but there's more to it than that. There's football sense and intelligence. What's the key to being a good return guy?
Just having trust in the 10 guys who's blocking for you. You, as everybody knows, football is not a one-man sport. You can't do it by yourself. So I tell you what, just listen to that broadcast right there, man. I got my palms sweating, getting goosebumps. That was probably one of my most memorable games I ever had in my life. But yeah, man, it all started with the 10 guys who was blocking for me, man. Shout out to them. Throughout my whole career, I always had some savages on the field with me. So without them, I definitely wouldn't be where I'm at right now. I wouldn't have as many kick return touchdowns that I have. So, man, if we all could get a trophy, I'd give it to them rather than just myself.
How many family and friends did you have at that Colgate game?
Oh, man, I had been over 20. And then it's crazy because the first kick return, none of them was watching. They was at the concession stand.
Oh, well, you gave them a chance to see it in case they missed the first one. After Colgate scored and cut it to 28-14, well, they decided to kick it right back to Ernest.
Deep kick, Edwards fields at the 5, to the 10, 15, 20, Edwards 25, cuts outside, 30, 35, 40, Edwards down the sideline, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, he's done it again! Ernest Edwards, a 95-yard kickoff return, I'm thinking kick it somewhere else.
But they didn't, and they looked, that was great. That way your people got to see it if they missed that first one.
Exactly. And I remember right before that, I told him I told my whole family, I was at the gate with him talking. I said, if they kick it to me again, I'm gonna return it for you again. And then look what happened.
That made it 35-14, and that was pretty much it. Colgate would come back and score midway through the fourth quarter on a 44-yard run, but 35-21, the Black Bears end up winning this game in a victory that evened up Maine's record at 2-2 on the season. And it was a tough season, as we know, Bob, but some big injuries to the Black Bears and coming off the great run in 2018, but that doesn't mean there weren't some great moments last season, and this Colgate game was certainly one of them.
Yeah, it really was, Rich. Maine came out, they played very aggressive defensively. They had 8 sacks, 14 tackles for a loss. Offensively, they had great balance. You know, Maine rolled up 152 yards rushing in the game and had 2 rushing touchdowns, but Chris Ferguson only completed 8 passes, Rich, to 7 different receivers. Ernest was the only one who had multiple receptions, but Maine averaged 20.6 yards per completion in the game. And, you know, when you think of that team in 2019, as you mentioned, they did some spectacular things. They averaged 6.5 yards per play on the season, the most by a Maine team in over 20 years. They averaged 425 yards of total offense per game, the most by a Maine team in 6 years, and the second most over the last 20 years. And they averaged 9.1 yards per pass attempt, the most by a CAA team over the past 3 seasons, set school records with 296.5 passing yards per game, and also school records, Rich and Ernest, for TD passes with 29, and for passing yards in the season, 3,558.
That's not bad at all. Well, Ernest, you always played well on the biggest stages, too. Whenever it was a huge game with a big opponent, that's when you seemed to always come through. And as big as this performance was against Colgate, I don't know. I might have to go with the game against Elon the season before when you also took back a couple.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Both of them games was very close games. Not very close, but it was close games and exciting games. Both was cold. But yeah, that Elon game was special too, just because that helped us clinch the CAA outright championship. So, yeah, I'll never forget that game.
Bob, what are the numbers we're talking about with Ernest and his remarkable career at Maine?
Well, mind-boggling, really. Over his career, he accounted for 42 touchdowns. Talk about versatile, 28 receiving touchdowns, 6 on kickoff returns, 5 passing, and 3 rushing. Over his career at Maine, he averaged 41 yards per score, an all-CAA kick return specialist and wide receiver. And in the 2019 season, Rich, Ernest led the FCS with a kickoff return average of 28.5 yards. And I just like to say, when I think of Ernest, first and foremost, I think of somebody that played with passion and enthusiasm, has a fun-loving spirit, and that inspired his teammates. He was competitive, always tried to be his best, had that strong will to win and high standards for himself. Boy, was he a creative playmaker, too. Could make defenders miss, slippery in space, could always make something out of nothing, and he was, as I mentioned earlier, explosive. Runs a 4.4 in the 40, the ability to take the top off the defense, or take a kickoff return to the house, as we heard today. He could catch, run, pass, return, kick. He could do it all.
And Ernest, I used to give Chris Ferguson a hard time and said, yeah, Chris, you're doing great, but Ernest has got the highest quarterback ranking in college football.
That's funny, because we used to all joke around to him about that in practice, too. If anybody who knows me, whoever played with me, knows I like to joke around and say, I'm a quarterback. I could have played quarterback in college, too. So you can best believe I was definitely playing around with him about that.
And I don't remember which game it was, Bob. Maybe you'll remember. But one of my favorite of the many memorable plays you had is when you were throwing the ball close to the end zone, and I think you signaled for the touchdown before you even let go of the ball.
Yeah, that was actually against Elon, too, last year. Yeah.
I love that. That was a great moment indeed.
I only did it because I literally seen Lamar Jackson do it the week before, and the Ravens. The Ravens is my favorite team, so you know I had to do it.
So, Ernest, as you look back on your time at Maine, what do you remember most, and what was it about your years at the University of Maine that helped you be so successful?
I just feel like the trust the coaches had in myself, me being recruited by them my senior year of high school, they literally told me what they had in mind for me, football-wise. And it's safe to say that they didn't let me down. I don't have no regrets choosing Maine. The people I met up there, staff, teachers, professors, the players, man, it just felt like a whole nother family outside of New York I had, and that I could have my shoulder on for a long time now. Not even just my time there, but for the rest of my life. I feel like that's why I was so successful at Maine, because everybody cared about one another. Nobody was selfish. It was just all about football there.
Well, and you had a great post on Twitter back in the spring when you earned your diploma, and you talked about how proud you were and should be of that great accomplishment, because nobody can ever take that away from you.
Nobody can take it from you. I'm the first one to do it in my family. So, yeah, that definitely holds a special place in my heart. Like I said, man, it got to be my greatest achievement to this day.
So are you hearing anything from NFL teams as we go forward here? Where does that stand? Because, again, I can't believe someone else hasn't jumped up to give you an opportunity.
As of right now, I haven't heard anything. I talked to my agent a couple of times. A couple of weeks ago, he told me that I might even have to go to the CFL just so I can get more film. I don't think the NFL really liking the competition level I was playing at, but it's whatever, whatever it takes to get to where I want to be in life, which is the NFL roster, that's what I'm going to do. So if that go with going to the CFL, killing it up there, then that's what I'm going to do.
Well, we believe in you, certainly. I know that they give you the chance. They won't regret it, Ernest. We enjoyed so much watching you play throughout your career at Maine, and so grateful. Thanks so much for coming on with us today to remember this terrific performance against Colgate.
Thank you, guys. And I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, you have a good holiday, Ernest. Be safe, and we'll talk with you again down the road.
You too. Happy holidays.
Thank you very much.
Best wishes.
That is Ernest Edwards, and again, so much fun to watch him play through the years, Bob, and we've seen a lot of him in our more than two decades, but nobody, when he touched the ball that I can recall, had the possibility of something unforgettable happening every time he got it.
No, you're right, Rich, and we saw it time and time again, and I think of that Elon game, a hard-fought 27-26 win in 2018 that gave Maine that outright CAA title. They were struggling offensively. They needed something to pick them up a little bit. And honestly, those two touchdowns he had on kickoff returns were the difference. And, Rich, we didn't get a chance to say this when Ernest was here, but he leaves the program with four school records, 222 career points, 2,641 career receiving yards, 326 all-purpose yards in a game. That was at William & Mary in 2018. And no one else has six career kickoff returns for touchdowns. And, oh, by the way, he averaged 96 yards per kickoff return on those six returns.
That is unbelievable. Well, so much fun, as always, to take a look back at Black Bear Classics. And we'll do it again next Friday. And this time around, we're going to talk about one of the great offensive efforts we have ever seen from the Black Bears from back in 2013.
Yes, two ranked teams, Maine and Delaware, going at it. Maine rolled up 62 points, and it was an amazing game. Maine was scoring every way you can possibly score.
And we'll be joined next week by former Black Bear wide receiver John Ebling to take a look back at that 2013 game against the Delaware Blue Hens. Bob, so much fun as always. Appreciate it. You have yourself a good weekend, and we'll get together for another Black Bear Classic next Friday.
Sounds good, Rich. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Black Bear Classics, well, they're brought to you by our friends at ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. It's 425.